Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome back, travelers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Balance becomes the student, Ra receives a message, and Zoltana posits a political theory. With the mists of the marshes and the oppressive silence all around them, they push onwards to meet their old allies, Benno and Elise. But a message from Talis delivers bad and disturbing news that could further destabilize their world. Was the treaty technically broken? To what extent did Rowena argue against Lyngareth? And what will become of their Kino friends below Falsen? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die. The last we left it, you guys saw Benno running towards you in a disheveled, out of arrows, doesn't have his bow, all of his armor and his cloak are tattered and torn. There's a deep gash in his leg, and he looks terrible, as if he's been awake straight for a few days. He doesn't look good, and he's making his way towards you guys.
Does he seem to notice us?
No. He basically passes you by.
Telepathically, Balance is going to tell the others, don't make it move yet, hold on. And I'm going to then telepathically try to communicate with Benno.
Okay, so how do you wait until he's in level with you, until he's gone past you, or?
Until he's gone past, and then I just kind of peek around and say, who is it that we're searching for?
He skids to a halt and looks around.
I say again, answer the question. Out loud.
He opens his mouth and he says, Odette?
Balance steps out.
He turns and looks at you and he says, where are the others? We have to leave now.
Rawl's jumping out of the woods and he's like shaking his clothes off. He's like, I can't get any of the bugs on me. He's like freaking out about the bugs. Doesn't like the bugs now.
Zoltana like runs out and like glomps Benno.
He can't exactly run to you, but he does like stumble forward a bit and he puts his arms around you. And he says,
got you here.
Where's Elise? What happened?
Elise, he points up the road. And he says, the hags caught us when we were making our way back towards a place we could meet you.
The hags? What hags?
There were these two hags. They caught us a few days ago. I haven't had much chance to study them. I've been too knocked out and in pain. There is a mirror hag and a blood hag. Please, I escaped. I was trying to make my way to the bridge to meet you so we could go back and get her.
Of course. Odette told me you guys were in trouble.
Thank the gods.
No, Benno, don't think just yet. I need to tell you. The last time I saw Odette was a couple days ago, and the Sandman grabbed her right at the end.
That's not good.
No, it's not. And we obviously have to rescue Elise. You know, I just wanted to let you know what's going on because, you know, she's your sister. And oh my God. Everything is so fucked, Benno.
He puts his hands on like either side of your face and just says, well, we're almost back together now. Once we're all back together, things will be fine.
Yeah.
I hate to ask, but... And he kind of like looks down at like, releases your face and just looks down at like the gaping wound in his leg.
Oh, of course. Of course. And she lay on hands for 10.
Okay. You feel his influence reach out and you see the wound begin to close over.
Balance is going to come over and hand Benno his longbow and quiver of arrows. You're going to be able to use these a lot better than I can.
He takes them gratefully. I would like the both of you to make an insight check at this point.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It's all time and Balance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're having contact with
18.
With Benno.
Yeah.
23!
You know this motherfucker inside and out.
That was a natural 20. Okay. As you look at him and he takes the bow and the arrow, you realize he's taking them not quite right. He has assurance, a way of moving, a way that's full of confidence. And yes, he's hurt and yes, he's in pain, but he knows how to take hold of this without damaging anything. And he's just grabbed the top of the quiver in a way which makes no sense. Like he grabs hold of them and begins like crushing some of these fletchings. He takes hold of the bow sort of like by the wrong part of it, like by the string near the top rather than taking it by the body itself, and just slings them on his back and just nods. Come on.
Okay. Who are you? Like, Zoltana takes a step back.
Benno, we've known each other for years. Ask me anything.
You're not...
Zoltana, we don't have time.
You're not Benno.
You see him frown. It's like, I don't know what you've been through. I'm sorry, little sister,
if you're
but
Benno...
We have to
then
go.
Then you would know how to handle a bow and arrows.
Raw licks him. Raw knows how they taste.
Raw, okay. Really, Neil?
Come on, he knows how they taste. They have a very distinct, very nasty flavor that I remember.
What do?
The fucking things. Raw thinks it's a copycat thing. He wants to...
Oh, you think it's one of those?
Yeah, Raw thinks it's one of those. So he's going to lick him because he knows what those taste like.
Oh my God, you do, don't you? You lick him and he looks down at you as you just basically... He doesn't taste like one of those creatures, and Benno looks down at you very confused. Of like, And he pulls an arrow from the quiver and just like puts it in the bow, ready to... He's not like aiming it at anyone, but you can tell he's now a little bit freaked out as he takes a few steps back. Would you mind asking Raoul not to do that?
Yeah, Raoul, why did you lick him?
He doesn't taste like the copycat things, if that's what you are thinking.
No, know. I don't know what it is, but there's something off. Like, okay.
What am I getting looking at his aura?
With your aura, you're getting deception.
Gotcha. I'm not sure what is going on per se, but it seems like you've got Benno's memories, and if you do, then you should know that you're not going to be able to fool us.
He blinks. Takes a few steps back. Well, it was certainly worth a try. And he pulls the bow. Let's go over the arrow. And it's going to fly towards Balance.
Okay.
You have a thing, right, for being hit?
I can.
With stuff. Yep. Wow, that was a bit more than I'd intended.
I don't want to hear that.
And that's a 16 to hit.
How far away is he?
Let's say you guys didn't let him get too far away, because that would be dumb. I'm going to say like 20, 25 feet. You're fairly close.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to defensive step.
Uh-huh. So click link.
Defensive step ups my AC to 18, which makes it miss.
Perfect.
And then I teleport 10 feet away.
Excellent. You can definitely do that.
So he fires the arrow. It comes towards me.
You see it like that slow motion thing where your eyes begin to cross and watch the arrow goes towards your face. You're like, nope, 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 nope. And just like, poof, you're gone. And the arrow just like flies through the air. All right, guys, if you guys want to initiate combat, or Croshen, if you want to take this as a, yep, as a combat moment, you might want to roll initiative. If not, he's gone.
Right. No, I'm going to, I mean, I don't want to kill it because I don't know if it's Benno's body with someone else in it.
Non-lethal. But non-lethal damage.
I'm going to hold person.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, so we are in initiative round, yo.
Okay.
So you do need to do your initiatives.
I just got excited because I was like, oh, I finally have a reason why I would do this.
I rolled a 7.
12.
16. I was ready for this shit.
What's your dexterity on a 16?
Plus 2.
Okay. Creature goes first.
Damn it.
Because he also got a 16. So we'll call that Benno.
Son of a
And
fuck.
Then we have...
Should we call it Benno?
Bennett.
Benno question yep. mark.
Benno?
Benno? No. then we have Sultana.
No, it's disappointment. It's just dot, dot, dot. So it's Benno.
Benno. And then we have Ral. Yeah.
Just like there's Woof.
Woof. Greatest name ever. Okay.
You have to add that dog in the world somehow.
You've got to go back to Melagbood, my dude. Unless he's roamed the wastelands and become like the creature on Dartmouth.
Could be.
The dog on Dartmouth. Okay, so top of the round, this creature decides that they are not having any more of this shit and they wish to be gone. Damn it, I wish the other one was here. Fuck. They are going to run 30 foot away. And then as their action, they are going to dash another 30 feet. They are 60 feet out of your way, but guys. Can they do anything else? I think the answer might actually be a no.
Fucking asshole's trying to make off my bow and arrow.
What a clever thief, though, right? He deserves it.
How dare he?
He has stolen your bow and arrows, and he's stolen Benno's
face. That I refuse to use anymore.
Okay, I need to retract that statement just a little bit because I forgot they had access to this spell.
Oh, great.
Yeah, sorry. So you see them run 30 foot back, so they're now about roughly 50 feet away. And then you see them begin to, basically as they're running, place the bow back behind them, and you see them pull something out onto their hand. And you see this small orb covered in like runes and etching and stuff. And you see them as they're running, they slowly come to a stop. You see their hands covering it. You see the orb floating above them just for a moment. And then they disappear. I do have a need to make a roll to see if this works. For you guys playing at home, he just used the teleport spell.
Oh my goodness. A teleport spell. Teleport more.
Send the stalking, Spectre, get him.
Well, funnily enough, they actually are on target, so they make it to their destination. I guess combat has ended.
Make it stop. Okay. No, that's lame. Don't run away from us. What the fuck? Okay, it's my fucking brother-in-law's body, maybe.
Maybe. I like the maybe father.
Who knows? Maybe it's his twin.
We need to get moving. He already has to go a find twin. Out what the be... fuck is going on.
Yeah. It might not be his actual body. It might be like that they transformed into him or something. Like, I don't fucking know. I'm going to judge because it's my brother-in-law, but generally I don't judge what people do like that.
Oh, do man. You guys want to make any nature does anyone make any nature check for what the hags that they mentioned were? Do you believe that to be a thing or?
I don't see Rall as being.
I'd say for sure it'd be very difficult for Rall to do.
Yeah, no.
I will try.
Pass. I'll try.
Okay, just take a nature
Whoa!
Check.
Whoa! It's a 16. That's not terrible. It's not
wow.
terrible.
Wow, fuck. I got an 11.
Ha! It's transferred
on
back
11.
To you.
Yes. On an 11, you know that it's hags are bad, generally considered not good creatures,
yep.
Not good beings. On a 16, you have a choice. Either you can learn about a mirror hag or a blood hag. I will let you have one.
I think I would like to say a mirror hag, because that sounds like something that may or may not have something to do with what just happened.
Never trust a mirror.
All right.
Do I win a prize?
Unfortunately not.
Actually, it could be the blood acting. I mean,
A mirror hag is an exceptionally ugly looking creature. They are as ugly on the outside and possibly more ugly on the inside. They are witches, humanoids who've made various deals with nature and twisted it to their whims rather than being in harmony with it. This creature is confoundingly ugly. You know that if you are to confront a mirror hag, that if you look at it, you will find it very difficult to hit it. And if you stare at it too long, you will be stunned in place.
Uh-oh.
So then it's probably not the thing that was Benno.
I'm trying to think what else I can give you on a 16. They have access to spells. They have access to some high-level spells. And they... Oh, they... 16. No, I didn't give you that on a 16. Sorry. Right, yeah. Basically, you've learned like the main issues with the mirror hag.
Okay.
All right. So what do you guys want to do?
Man, that thing sounds like it sucks. I don't want to fight that.
Oh, it super does.
Oh, it's like a basilisk. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a basilisk or a Medusa or something. Just along those, like, don't look at it when you're hitting it and you'll probably be all right.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Good thing none of my shits are attack rolls.
Yep. All right, so Zoltana has regaled you with tales of mirror hags. What do you guys want to do now?
We need to get moving. I have a feeling that time is of the essence here.
You're probably right, but what the fuck was that thing? Was it the other thing? Do you think it was the other thing?
It could be one of the two hags, whatever it is that they were talking about. In either case, we need to go now.
We gotta save him.
Which is why I suggest we hurry.
Okay, let's go.
Forget about the stealth part. Let's just fucking bust in at this point. They know we're coming, so.
That's true. Exactly my style. I fucking like how you're thinking right now. She just takes the fuck off.
We go running.
Okay, you'll go running. Obviously, you go running at the pace of your slice member because, you know, it makes sense. There's no point you guys stripping her. As you guys run up to that turn, and as you kind of like, I'm going to assume that for the sake of brevity, you guys are kind of... I'm going to ask, are you guys running flat out on the road as is, or are you going to try and take a little bit of cover in the tree line?
I've got an answer to that question, and that answer is fuck bugs.
Okay, yes. So...
stay on the path where there's
all
no
right,
bugs.
Staying on the path. Great, I can now start railroading with just bugs alone. Yes, my plans.
God damn it, Neil. Don't give
Balance
away our deepest fears.
Balance is putting a bunch of spiders into a bag to feed Dural later.
That's so mean. No. That's so mean. You guys run full pelt up this pathway, and as you turn up and round to the left, like the gradient is beginning to go up a little bit, you see this clearing at the top, well, not all right at the top, but mostly partway up. And you can see that there is a disheveled shack. It's not really small. It's not like a one-person shack. I mean, it's a moderate size, like a little cabin. But it's falling apart, and obviously the ravages of it being in a marsh, constantly wet and horrible, and like, you know, time has taken its toll on this wooden building. You can see that there are two... I'm making sure I do this right. You can see that there are three stakes pushed into the ground. And you can see that there is Elise tied up on one. You can see that there is Benno tied up on the other. And you can see that there is another Benno nearby. He is standing kind of almost on the porch of this build, of this like shack ahead of you. And that's what you see.
How far away?
I'm going to say 50 foot. There's a big bunches of sultanas between here and there.
Wait, that look like me? Or are you just using Zoltana as a measurement for dwarf now?
You're being used as a measurement.
Do they look really beat up tied to the posts, or do they look like...
Yeah, they look beaten up to hell. Okay. They are beaten up. They are cut up to pieces. Benno looks almost exactly as you saw him running down towards you. Oh no, Benno looks far, far worse. As you run up there and you see there is this gash in Benno's leg, you also see that his face is just a mess of blood. Like, you can't see the features very well. They're both unconscious though.
What's the fake Benno doing?
The fake Benno is just leaning against the wall of the porch.
Oh, cool. So I'm gonna destroy him now that I know it's not really Benno. And now that I know it's not Benno's body, I don't give a shit what happens to it.
All right.
But I'm going to look to Balance because he is our fearless leader. And he's smarter at strategy than I am. And I know where my weaknesses are.
Well, what we got here is a typical hostage situation. Unfortunately for them, they're not dealing with ordinary people. As we are running up the hill towards them, seeing that this is kind of like a, this looks like a setup. And also really bad that there's a hostage situation going on. Balance is going to Phantom Caravan, the four of us, in front of them, like by Elise and Benno, but blocking them from view of the bad people in the house. You get what I'm saying?
You basically want to teleport the three of you in such a way that the person standing on the porch can't see them anymore.
Correct. I'm trying to make a meat shield between the hostages and them.
You create a bit of a meat shield. I mean, they're kind of on stakes, so they're not like... They're a little bit higher. Also, elves. I mean, you're an elf too, but... yeah, it's not perfect. I'd say like three quarters cover if you want to be like that dick level of cover.
I do want to be that dick level.
Okay, fine. They have,
I'm sorry. I'm strategy.
Sure. As you guys teleport, I assume willingly. I assume you guys go with.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, of course.
Of course.
I wanted to make sure that if we run up there, there's no ready to action kill them.
Yeah.
There is not a ready action kill them, but you do hear a grunt and a moan coming from Benno. And as if perhaps one of you turned to look at him, you see a creature standing in front of you. They are probably the most horrifically ugly looking motherfucker you've seen in the world. And this crotchety, spindly old lady covered in warts and hair, missing teeth, smelling like basically garbage and really horrific things, stabs a blade into the neck of Benno and grabs hold of him.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
That shit.
Are we in initiative or no?
We are in initiative.
Fuck.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, including Karuna. Five, six. Oh, just enough.
Just enough.
Actually, I would have one extra. Perfect. Okay.
I am going to murder that woman so fucking hard.
Oh, I'm about to straight up extract us. I don't know that you're going to be able to do murder, but.
Wait, extract us from being there? You're not going to let us save them?
No, I'm going to extract us and them.
And then if we want to have this fight, they're going to have to fucking come to us. Fuck.
Right.
Fuck this whole situation.
Can you link it so I can make sure it's read correctly?
Sure. Is that... am I going to be able to do that? Is that allowed?
It's possible, yes. Whether you'll be able to do it or not is a different... Like, whether your plan will succeed, i.e. with everyone alive and intact, is going to be dependent on your initiative order.
Gotcha.
So if you're last and these two hags get their go, there may be dead people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so hope you roll high.
Well, I'm about to roll, so let's see. Nope, 7.
Natural 20.
Cool. All 2. Right, well, I guess your brother-in-law's dead.
An 18.
I'm not okay. I'm not cool with that.
13.
In fact, I'm really uncomfortable with that.
All right, so we have 60 feet. Yeah, you'll at least be able to get all your guys extracted, possibly. That's fine.
We're right on top of them, so.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way you can't get them out. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. How far could you teleport? What you could see?
We're
you
on top
could
of
probably
the hill.
See to like, yeah. Yeah, but you'd be like teleporting, like there are trees around, so you can't really see past, you're not on top of the hill, like I said, you're partway up the hill. Mostly you can just see trees around, but you can probably get like, you could probably give yourself a good like 100-foot lead. Like you guys running and rushing, like you'd outstrip these unless they have a different ability.
Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see the river?
No.
Can I see the general direction of where the river was?
You can see the direction of the river, sure.
Okay. I'm not against us taking falling damage.
Oh, you're happy to teleport into the air. All right.
Because I would rather take the little bit of fall damage.
I will take that. That's hilarious. And I will happily work with that. That's hilarious.
I can resurrect people.
Can you though?
Within a minute?
Oh, you're res level now, aren't you? Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, no, I've had that for the longest fucking time. Huh?
We get to do death mechanics. I'm so happy. Okay, I'm killing someone.
No, no.
Okay. So
just because I can doesn't mean
check.
I want to have to. But
did they get rid of Coupe de Grace
in D&D?
Yeah, I know that in 4E. Like you just if they're
yeah
like,
no. Generally speaking, with 5E, they kind of like semi. They didn't really include it. They left that as like a DM thing.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. Oh, I know how I'd rule it. I'd rule it as it's two death save throws. Like, that's how I'd rule it, because it would basically be a crit.
Well, that part's in the game.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to rule that. That's how Coupe de Grace is going to work. You have to hit them at least twice to kill them when they're unconscious. I just think that's fairer and easier on everyone.
If you melee a unconscious death saving throw person, it's considered a crit, so it's 2 fails. Yep. If it's a ranged attack, it's only 1 fail.
Yep. All right. This is what we're going with. Okay. Sweet merciful juice. Okay. So technically, just put it out there. Beno's on 2 fails. Just track. Someone can doodle that on the sheet somewhere.
I hate all of this.
Oh, me teleporting him's going to be a bad idea then. Fuck. Actually, no.
Possibly. There is. I can think of at least like 1 or 2 options that you could do. So, you know, roll with it. Okay, so step 1, it's Blood Hag's go. The Blood Hag can do some very fun, cool things. He's overexcited. He doesn't realize he's the one I'm about to kill.
Yeah, because you have to kill him first now, because then he won't be able to res us. It's the only way you can kill us now, is kill him first.
Sure.
Always
sure.
Attack the healer first. Never raw.
Uh-huh. Let's never hit the roll.
Never hit roll.
This is why I'm here. Never hit roll. Okay. The Blood Hag runs forward. She closes the distance. As the Blood Hag is running forward, you see Benno's feet just change and disappear. You see a small item being removed from their fingers, you would assume some sort of ring, and the disguise of Benno just disappears. You can see that this woman is old and wretched, but she's moving with a speed She's very thin. She's very gaunt. From the corners of her eyes, you can see that there is just stained with blood, as is around her mouth and her nose. Okay, I just need to check this ability.
Are you describing a coke addict? Is she a coke addict?
No, I'm more describing a... Do you know what an ood looks like?
A what?
With kind of that, the red staining around the mouth and that, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Of the, yeah, it's super gross. Dude, they're hags. I get to have, very rarely get to have ugly creatures, so I'm having fun with it.
I mean, night hags look cool.
Yeah. Okay, so first thing she does is run over and she sees someone not too good. And she decides to slash forward at Sultana.
No, she doesn't.
Why not?
Because I hate her. I just thought maybe if I said no, she doesn't, you'd like actually listen to me, but no, of course you. But
no. She basically lifts her like hands high and you can see her nails are really long and really short and kind of like bobbly, like she's not taking care of herself. And she slashes down at your face for a 26 versus your armor class.
That hits.
Yep. I'm going to roll because I think that's fair on the damage level.
Just tell her no.
No.
No, I don't want to.
No. Sultana,
How? 4d6, I roll 2 every fucking time.
Good.
That's 13 slashing damage to your face. Basically, like a nice, like, light, like 4 lines of red just appear on Sultana's face. And as she gets close, these kind of like hair type things, this is where I thought they looked like an ood kind of thing. Like their hair is kind of like these kind of horrifically wormy type things, much like you see on an ood. And they reach forward and they attack Sultana's face.
Gross.
Sorry.
No. No, they don't.
Yes. Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they do. No. For an 18.
Nah, they don't. They don't do that at all.
Yes, they do. No. Okay, that's a little bit more damage. And there is an effect that you have to save from as well, but I'll get to that in a second. Okay. You take 13 piercing damage. And I need you to make a DC 15 strength save to avoid being grappled.
Oh my god. Strength save?
Yes, please. 15.
Well, that's a fucking 22, so eat my dick, Volanda.
Me?
She just told you no.
This is me doing this. This is the hag.
Really? Because it seems like the hag and Zoltana are both made up characters, and Volanda's the one controlling the hag. So it feels, and is the one who wrote this into the story, so it kind of feels like, fuck you.
Yep. Nah. Yeah. I just need to double check.
Just kidding. I love you.
Works. I love you too.
Even if you are going to fucking murder my brother.
No, that's it. That's all that the mirror, that the blood hag can do. She tried to grapple you and then she'd get a chance to rip your face off, but it just didn't happen. Sad times. Damn it.
Stop making oods bad. They're such good oods.
They're adorable.
They're sweet and loving, and they're only bad when controlled. Leave them alone.
Send oods, guys. Send oods.
Send oods to 212 Ood Street, Ood Central, United Kingdom.
Ood. All right. The mirror hag, after having stabbed Benno in the throat, pulls out her quarterstaff.
No.
Is that what she wants to do?
No.
Yeah, she pulls out her quarterstaff, and she's going to whack Balance on the head. Just literally.
The fuck is that?
Some Rafiki old deer.
Yeah. Just like some old lady just like hobble over and just like whacks you on the head. Get out of here, young man. We're sacrificing elves.
Get off of my porch. For 20 versus armor class.
How far away is Benno's body? Well, I guess he's not dead yet.
I'm going to say that you guys are like probably within like 20 feet of each other. Like they're staked and they're spread apart, but they're not like 65 feet apart. I'm not that level of dick.
Could you say that he is perhaps 10 feet away from me? We're close to?
Well, at least it's closer to the thing. And that's where you were teleporting to make yourself a shield between her and the other ones. So
right.
I'm probably going to say outside of 10 feet.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to use the defensive step. It's going to still hit me.
Right.
But regardless, after the hit hits me, I still teleport.
Wait, no, she appeared next to Benno. So yeah, you were right next to him.
Oh.
Yeah, because she appeared and stabbed it into Benno and it just didn't really move and just whacked you on the head. So yeah, you're right next to her. So right next to him. So yeah.
Never mind. It is irrelevant as long as I'm near Benno.
Yep, you're near Benno. You're close enough for sure.
Then I, you know what? She just fucking hits me.
Okay.
I don't even care.
Yes! For a grand total of 8 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, man.
Okay.
And the second part of her multi-attack is reconfiguring curse.
Oh.
As she hits you on the head, you hear her like, guys, yes, yes, just right in your ear.
Okay.
I need you to make a DC 15 con save.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
4.
Rip.
4. Rip.
I'm not constitutional.
Okay. I'm going to read this ability out to you, and then I will make you do your own damage to yourself.
Great.
Yeah. Reconfiguring curse. The mirror hag causes a living creature within 60 foot to give it a beastly or hideous-like features likened to that of her own. The target of the reconfiguring curse must succeed on a DC 15 con save or take 1d6 charisma damage.
Bitch what?
Bitch what? 1d6 charisma damage.
That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So roll your charisma damage, my dude. It is permanent unless you get a restoration spell.
All right, 2.
You just got a 1, right? Oh, damn it.
That's still bad. That still brings me down to 12 charisma.
There you go. You guys who can see Balance's face, you can see like the eyes become very, very sunken in. You see one of like his eyes begin to like droop and lose control of which direction it's sort of like he has to focus really hard to like control his eyes now. You can see his nose suddenly looks broken and bent and squished into his face. You can see that he's getting a nice array of pox marks like just down the side of just down the left side of his face. He looks pretty grim, yo. But it's not terrible.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Especially
and the hair is already like crappily dyed anyway, so I can't make that any worse.
Hey, Kythea did that.
Yeah, but now it's growing. It's growing out. Okay, she can only do those two things. Does she have a bonus? These hacks have like a ridiculous amount of shit on them.
Oh, if they could stop that.
Yeah, they should quit it.
Nope, that's it. That's out. Ral.
Oh, my goodness. Someone about to get punched. Because I'm not going to acid. There's too much going on.
Okay.
I'm going to punch the one that stabbed Benno.
The mirror hag. The really horrific looking one that just bonked Balance on the head and make him throw warts and stuff.
Yes, I'm going to stab that. I don't stab things. What the fuck?
Yet.
I punch it. Yeah. I punch it. Punch. 17 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
Okay. 10 bludgeoning on that one.
Yep.
Can I get a strength save?
Are you doing what to her?
I'm stunning striking. Or constitution save, I'm sorry.
A con save.
14 DC.
Con save. 16.
Well, shit. All right. second swing. Is 19 to hit for 11?
Yes, that hits.
And then a natural 1. So, cool. Yeah. And then a natural 20.
Oh, with boy.
The lowest damage I could have rolled. So 10 on that one. And that is using a key point to do.
As you throw your fist forward and punch her so hard that you crit, as you push your fist through the air, you see sparks and flames begin to erupt around your hand. And as you punch forward, you do fire damage to her. You feel Aimer's touch just explode on the end of your hand, and you see her burst into a small amount of flame. So every time you crit with your fists, you do an extra d6 fire damage.
What? Oh. Damn.
Huh.
Okay.
Whether you want to be freaked out by that or not is totally up to you.
It's like you read his mind.
It's an 11.
It's not good, my dude. It's not good. You will be taking some damage at the end of this fight. Okay.
Magic, all right, man.
Roll a d6, and that's your fire damage. This dice does not get doubled. I'm not allowing that. That's just dumb.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd give you d4.
That's a 2.
Okay. It's only a little bit of fire for now because you're scared. You don't know what's happening.
Not very confident with it.
Yeah. You feel this explosion of flame go off on your fist when you crit. There you go. So you do a total of 12 damage to her.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. You fucking up this mirror so hard. So hard. She does not look good. I'm not going to lie.
What was the total on the whole turn?
Let's have a look. So you did 10 bludgeoning damage 11. First time rounds, 22, plus 12. 34? That's like
30-something,
yeah.
Damn.
Yep. You fucking her hard.
Kinky.
Cool. Well, I don't want to. She's ugly.
Kink. She is guggly. Yeah, this is not good.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait a second. Wait one moment. Were you looking at her when you were punching her?
Because
all
good
of
your
effects should be at disadvantage.
So
I'll allow it. If you decide to look at her, I will allow... I need to go through and make sure I read this carefully, because...
I would be compelled to, like, not look at her, right?
Zoltana did warn us.
Basically, if you don't look at her, your attacks are at disadvantage. If you look at her and pass the Constitution saving throw, you're fine. But if you fail it, you're stunned, so you can't do anything.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say that I've looked at her because we already did the turn.
All right, so do the con check.
Yeah.
Do the con check.
It's another 11.
Yeah, that was so stunned.
I'm stunned.
That's totes, my bad.
What's the DC? 15?
Yeah, it's 15, yeah.
Fuck, you're one off.
Yeah, I cannot give it to you. I can't even think of a way in which I could help you with this.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I can! Wait! I can!
You have inspiration from the book!
I can roll inspiration!
You literally need a 1 on the, I think, D8, I think Rowena can give
shit.
Now.
Holy
oh,
shit!
You have the bard book.
The bard
yes.
book!
I
give her all inspiration. Oh my god!
Okay. You just hear this bizarre sound coming from the book as you think about, oh crap, he's gonna, oh no, what's he doing? You just hear this bizarre, like, twinkling harp music coming from the book. And for whatever reason, Ral, like, you just seem to overcome the horrificness of the nature in front of you.
Holy you shit.
Go. That's,
whew.
That's, there you go, you're fine.
My mind is so blown right now.
All that damage. Bards are good, man. Bards are good.
Man.
That's why I gave it to it as a reaction, because you don't get any more than that. Okay, so that's Ral's move done, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. All right, Balance.
Okay. Balance is, first of all, diverting his gaze from this fucking ugly-ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Balance is going to turn to Zoltana.
Hey.
And say... Zoltana, you have to trust me. Heal Benno.
Wait, which Benno? The one on the
there's
stake,
only
right?
There's only one Benno.
There's only one Benno now, yeah. He's missing a face, but there's one Benno now.
I'm sorry, I've been dealing with some shit. And by some shit, I mean an Ood witch attacking me. So, like, my brain's fried. Yeah, okay.
Balance is going to say that and then ready his action. The moment Benno gets healed, Balance is then going to use his Phantom Caravan to teleport all of us, including Elise, the mile out.
Yes, out as far over where you think you basically are hoping and praying about the river.
Right. In either case, it's going to be like right above the treetop line so that like we only fall, I don't know, like 10, 20 feet at most.
Yeah, but you're falling onto trees and boom, 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 through those. So.
I mean, it'll kind of cushion the blow, but yeah.
You get hit by branches.
It's
like,
better than
you
free falling.
You either take the falling damage or you get, yeah. It's better than free fall, but it's not great. You're still going to take the falling damage.
Right.
Okay.
So Balance says that to Zoltana. Balance readies. There's like psychic energy emanating from him, and he's just like holding it and waiting.
You need to see all of your targets, right?
I assume. You and up to six willing creatures of your choice that you can see within 60 feet.
Okay. I'm going to make this abundantly clear. Uh-huh. If you are looking at Benno, so you can see him, you are also seeing the Mirror Witch. You can't, because she's right next to him and she's right next to you. If you basically are looking at Benno, you can't like move your one eye to see just him and then the other eye to like look at everybody else.
So you'll be stunned for the free fall, just like me.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, I'm going to need you to make that con check unless you can legitimately come with a way which you cannot see her. But I can't. You're basically in her face.
I mean, if I have to take an opportunity attack, I'll just fucking move around her or whatever it takes.
If you take the opportunity attack. Yeah, there's no real way. Basically, she's so ingrained with where you are. Looking at Benno, you're kind of going to be looking at her too. Like, it's going to be super diff. I'll give you advantage on the check if you move around the other side of Benno, but again, there's no real way not to see her so much.
Can't Rawls fisty cuffs in her? Can he like sidestep to where Rawls' back is blocking her?
Yeah, you can orchestrate that. I'll allow you to do it because you didn't use a move, so
Rawls pretty big.
I'll allow economy movement. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, sure, Rawls pretty big. Yeah. Like he's way bigger than this thing. All right, then yeah, I will allow Rawls to like basically step in front of you, and you can then see everyone. All right, okay. I just wanted to make sure it was like you're going to be seeing the witch otherwise. All okay, right, that's
got
fine.
It. Teamwork.
Rawls is like super saved. Teamwork, yos.
All right, so I hold my action.
All right. Zoltana, it's now your go.
I'm gonna run up to Benno and lay on hands 10.
She's gonna make an opportunity attack.
I will. You know what? I will fucking take an opportunity attack.
It's only the Blood Witch. She can't. Well, she hurts more than the other one, but she's not like she can't stop you from moving.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. All right, Blood Witch is going to attack you with her blood drinking hair. The ability is cool.
No.
Make it stop.
Ew.
Actually, she could hit you. Yeah, she has a reach of 10 on that anyway. For 15 versus your armor class, so yeah, you're fine.
I just like fucking, I'm gonna like shoulder her like I'm a quarterback or something. Like I'm like Zoltana's like hunched down. She's like hunched down and like ready, and she just like barrels through the fucking Blood Witch. She's just like boom.
I like the idea that like Ballas is told you like, trust me, heal Benno. You're like, oh no. You basically just like shoulder barge your way forward to Benno, and as you like shoulder grab him, like you're about to take him down like on the ground as you're tackling him, like as you hit him and like cure wounds on him, that's when Balance is gonna like zoop you all out.
Yeah,
this is the dumbest shit.
10 okay, roll your healing. I'm lay on hands for 10.
Yeah, he's super conscious.
You should
he's,
do more
he's awake.
We're about to take some fall damage.
I'll cure wounds you all once we fall. Let's just fucking that's go. Fine.
All right, so yeah. Once Zoltana does that, Balance releases the psychic energy and all of us go zoom.
Yeah, you look to a point, like you know where you're going. You've specified in your head where it is you're going. When you see Zoltana smash into Benno, you see Benno's wrecked eyes open. That's when you release this energy and you guys slip in to the stalking very briefly and you feel yourselves being pulled backwards to a point, and you see these trees falling away beneath you, and as you pull yourself back you can see that there is swamps and you can see that there is like marshier kind of softer areas. You can see, oh, that's definitely some wood there. Oh no. All right, Balance.
Hi.
I'm gonna make you roll as if you just done a teleport spell.
Oh good.
Sorry, I'm just gonna bring up the rules because I want to give you as much chance not to kill yourself as possible.
I mean, I have a lot of health, so I would hope that I'm not like...
Yeah, you have a lot of health, but not everyone else here does.
That's true.
And some of them are unconscious, that so is awesome. They only need to take their health. Apart from Benno, Benno needs to take his health plus 10. Okay, you've seen very casually. No, technically you've only seen once, really. Yeah, we're going to go with the viewed once because you
it's not like you spend a lot of time around here. You saw it in passing, kind of. So I'm going to say you viewed it once. Okay, so roll a D100, please.
Okay.
Like, if you know it, I just say you do it, but this is being done on the fly.
23.
Uh-oh. All right.
Is that bad?
You are, well, basically, I just want you either on target or you're off target because there's like mishap rules and similar area rules, and I'm not going to do that because that's way too, that
it's
basically
not a
that's like planar shifting. Yeah, it's not a proper one, so it's either pass or fail. Unfortunately, 23 was definitely a fail. When you guys materialize, you find yourselves pretty high up in the air. You look down as you're beginning like pulled back and say, oh, thank God, that's the river. That's a good one, that one is. But you realize you're kind of high. You're super high. You're about 80 feet high. So you guys are just going to go So that's 76. Do you know, because you did this, you can roll the damage.
Oh, good. That is 28.
All right. I don't think that's enough to kill either Benno. Benno is unconscious. Surprise.
That's fine.
Let's see if you kill Elise. Okay, Elise has 2 fails. It's not enough to kill her outright.
Oh, good.
Yep, she has 2 fails. Basically, she's now face in the water, and, like, beginning to sink down a little bit. Benno is the same, but except being held by Zoltana, so I guess he can breathe. Elise is the only odd one out. Okay, so y'all take 28 bludgeoning damage. Neil, what is it that you're doing?
Well, I have slow fall.
Okay. That's
Brawl fine. Doesn't know he has slow fall, but he has it.
I've been waiting for it. As
now,
hey,
here's my
I finally made you use slow fall.
Here's my question.
Here's the question.
And all right, bear with me. So this was an action, right? Do I have a reaction that I could use to instinctively hug instinct, just grab somebody that's close by so that they accidentally are saved by my slow fall with me?
I need to read up on your slow fall just for a minute because I think there are some things in here, my dude.
There's probably a rule.
Slow fall in and of itself is a reaction.
Oh, okay. I thought slow fall was an action.
No, it's a reaction for sure.
Reaction, reduce fall damage.
Okay, then I take my action to grab
something. You're falling in the air, my dude. Yeah, so you can reduce your fall by 40 damage. So
you take nothing.
You take no damage.
I just land.
You land standing. Basically, you're sinking into the water, but you won't take any damage. Basically, if there was an innocent bystander looking over at this, we suddenly just saw, like, in midair, these 5-6 people appear out of nowhere. 5 people and the dog appear out of freaking nowhere and just go cascading hard into the ground. They see the dwarf lady who's not wearing all that much beaten to hell, just like begins to sink underneath the water. They see Zoltana and Benno just like smash down, but you know, propulsion means that they're still traveling forward a little bit because she was probably tackling you. And lay a little bit further off, and Zoltana comes up spluttering and breathing, holding on to Benno. We see Balance just like drop like a stone, like, I've got this, feet first, boom, down, like saves himself a lot of bother. And we just see Raoul. Raoul, when you realize you're falling, I assume you're just panicking.
Absolutely. What else would he do?
That's Raoul's natural state, frankly.
That's like, his looks natural nervous. State when he's not in the air. He passed out earlier after he floated 2 feet off the ground. So this is pretty extreme.
Is there ever a time in Raoul Jack Tessaran's life?
Tessaran. But go ahead. Kay didn't pronounce
it. Is there ever
wrong.
A
That's
time in Raoul Jack Tessaract's life?
No, Tessaran.
Okay. Well, he always looks nervous.
Where he's not panicking.
As you begin to like flail in the air, as you're like going down, you feel this warm, comforting presence. And you also feel this cold, dead type feeling, much like you get when you're in the stalking plane or when the once occasion that you actually were face to face with the Spectre himself on the material plane. You get that cold, horrible feeling, but it's at war with a slightly warmer one that feels like you're just receiving the biggest hug. And as you're beginning to flail and you're going backwards down, you just feel arms appear, like feel around you, like around your chest and around your waist. And it just seems to guide you slowly down to the water, apart from the last 5 feet when you suddenly just feel almost like a chuckle from nowhere as they just let you go and you splash into the water.
Kabloosh!
Thanks.
Only so far that these people will go for you.
Thanks.
Balance is immediately going to dive under and grab Elise.
Okay, that's done. Yeah, you can easily do that. I can say all of you, because you're all conscious, you come up to the surface really quickly.
I'm going to pump 3 points of mend wounds into her.
Okay, so do your rolls.
So she regains 17 HP. Nice.
Oh, nice. She comes to, like, blinking and coughing and spluttering and still, like, water everywhere. Like, she hit the deck quite terribly. She looks at you a little bit confused and then decides, you know what, it's probably better than what she's just been through. And she just, like, holds on to you. Like, she's struggling to stay upright at this point. Sultana, I assume you're going to be trying to heal Benno?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course I am. he's my bro in low.
Bro in low. Decide what kind of healing you're doing.
Cure wounds at a level 2.
At a level 2.
All right, guys, if we can do that with Odette, but like with less fuck ups, be perfect. It'd be great.
Less fuck ups.
How many people healing can you take in your thing?
Six plus myself.
Okay. This is not going to work then because we'll have Odette, Elise, Benno, Rawl, Zoltana, Homer, Jens.
All right.
I think I counted Odette, right?
What if I told you that of those people, I would be okay with parting with Homer?
One of them can fly.
What?
He can fly.
He'll fly away.
Like, once you guys are saved Odette, you don't really need the other two anymore.
Well, no. Jens.
We do owe them money. Jens and Homer to my
you do owe them money.
Homicidal, my asshole homicidal ex-boyfriend. Besides, we have to fight him. Because of the reason of he has that fucking sword we need.
Anyway, we can go to planning at dawn when dawn comes. As you touch him and you do your cure woundsy thing, you feel Tyr's presence run through the back of your hand and basically pass into his chest. As you begin to heal him, you see that you begin to like sense and feel the scar tissue on his leg is beginning to heal over. That wound, which she stabbed so brutally into his neck, is beginning to heal over. But his face still remains a bloodied mess. It's congealed and it's no longer like openly weeping, but it's a bloody mess, dude. That's where you're at. What do you guys want to do now? Everybody is conscious and wet.
Climb onto the bank of the river and flop down.
Okay. It takes a while. Elise is kind of like holding on to you a bit. Like she's not really letting go. She's still like not feeling great. And you guys can, yeah, basically eventually make your way over to where the embankment is. You find you're probably not that far from the bridge, and you've probably got like a couple of hours before you think the other two will turn up.
Okay. We need to get back to the road and make our way back to our cart before the hags catch up.
How far away are we?
About a mile. I wasn't able to precisely teleport us like I had hoped, but honestly, I'm just glad we're out of there.
Let's keep going.
We need to regroup with the others. We'll stand a better chance that way as well.
Okay, with that, the group of you, God, how many of you are now? 5 plus Wolf. You all begin making your way along the path back towards where you know the cart will eventually be turning up, making the best haste that you can. Elise and Benno don't have any of their equipment. They are wearing like the tattered remains of whatever armor they were wearing before. Elise does not have her spellbook, nor does she have her musical instrument. She has nothing. Benno doesn't have a longbow nor any arrows. So with that slightly sad idea is they're kind of leaning on the pair of you as you guys make your way towards where the card is hopefully coming.
Hello, everyone. We're all here. This is not fun in the bug-filled woods with the bad people in it and everything. Why can't we go anywhere nice? I don't understand. Thanks for listening to us suffer. You can find us on Twitter at TLDpod. You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/TLDpod. Thank you so much to those of you who are already patrons. Those of you such as Ratstring, thank you so much. Thanks for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. Some people are getting exclusive access to another campaign that you might now see in your feed. The Kino campaign has just started airing. It's been going on for patrons for a couple months now. They have 2 months early access to that, some of them. So special thanks to all of those people with early access to that. You can also come and be a part of our AMAs. You can help us out with naming NPCs. There's a bunch of fun things, and we have a bunch of fun things planned too. So there's a bunch of good stuff for supporting the show, and your support goes a long way in helping us improve our quality and such. So thank you so much. I'm probably forgetting something, but I'm kind of recording this right before I export it and upload it. So oops. Yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
This is Outpost Freestead. I'm reaching out for Seager Group and possible rescue services. A storm has stranded us here for over a week. Anyone, please respond.
One of the companies I work for needs me to go on a trip. Apparently they received a signal from one of their outposts.
And the noise, the scratching from last night.
There are marks, scores on the bunker.
What kind of marks?
Big ones, like a bear, deep into the concrete.
It's not bear.
And I'm afraid it's here too.
During these storms, travel is not advised. The White Vault.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.